Welcome to this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. I'm Shauna Lee, modern day woman living a mystical life. Last week, we announced our special giveaway, our love list contest that's going to be happening. It's actually in the works. We're getting some really cool reviews and fun things and getting your emails, which is really cool. And we're going to be announcing the winner on December 6th. For those of you that didn't hear the episode last week, I'm putting together a list of my favorite things. It's called my love list for all of 2018. And these are things that I'm not affiliated with them. They're just things that I love to use or books I've read or experiences I've had. And I'm putting this blog post together, which will come out in the first week of December, called the Soul Frequency Love List. And if you want to read it when it comes out, if you're not currently getting my emails, you want to go to downloadmiracles.com and you can download a free guided meditation there and we'll automatically send you the love list when it comes out. I'm going to be sending a couple packages out to a couple of you guys. Things like my favorite face oil, there'll be a couple of my favorite books, some jewelry that I love. I'm going to be sending out a few free one-on-one sessions with me. So this is like a gift basket. These little packages are going to be worth like hundreds of dollars. Maybe even one big one that's worth almost up to $1,000 in products and things. So I'm excited to do this. I love giving presents at the holiday. And so if you want to be in the contest, there are three things you need to do. One, leave a review on Amazon on the book page for the Soul Frequency book. So you just go there and click customer review and leave your review of the book. Second, you want to jump over to iTunes and leave a review for the Soul Frequency show there. And then third, you want to send an email to info@thesoulfrequency.com. And in the subject line, you just want to type love list contest. So that way we know that you are in the contest and we have your email, and we'll be basically just doing a totally random drawing of a couple of you guys to send presents to. So how fun, like more holiday presents. We're going to announce the winner on Instagram at the handle at the Soul Frequency. If you're not following me there, jump on over there and click follow, because I'm going to do some live videos too between now and December 6th, showing you guys some of my favorite things. So it'll be really fun. We'll make it super fun. It's the holidays, so this just seems like a cool thing to do. We are going to be off next week here in the U.S. It's Thanksgiving, so it's a perfect time to catch up on past episodes and also, of course, spend time celebrating with your family, having some yummy food, or even doing some planning for the year ahead. I love doing that around the holidays when everyone else is, you know, you're kind of in that, you know how there's that vibe or energy to the holiday time? It's just, it's an interesting little energy shift. And so I like to just sneak away and do some planning too for the year ahead. So however you're spending it, or if you're in another country and you're not here in the US and it isn't Thanksgiving, it's just a good time to go back and listen to some of the other episodes or some favorites that you love. But today we're talking about something really cool, and I have even a personal story to share with you guys about it. I just think, wouldn't it be cool to ask your most burning questions about life to the teachers and masters and guides and really get some powerful life-changing guidance? It's one of my favorite things. And it's possible to actually do this. My friend Ashley Wood, who's on the show today, she does Akashic Record sessions, and she's going to talk more about it in this episode. And so she will explain what Akashic Records is if you've never heard about it. But I want to share my experience before I bring her on, because Ashley was absolutely touched my heart. She was so kind to offer to do a session for me so I could experience it, which was super cool. So we connected on one rainy Saturday, which is weird because I'm in California and it hardly ever seems to rain around here. But we did. We connected on a Saturday by Zoom, and Ashley did a beautiful protection prayer. We entered the Akashic Records. There were a few really powerful moments during our session. She took me back to an experience in my childhood where I had felt forgotten as a little girl. And it's interesting how when you hear these things, it's like I started to piece of the puzzle together around this thing about being forgotten. And there were other times in my life where that had showed up for me. So it was really powerful to hear that. I'd never, there's always new stuff to be discovered, no matter how much, work you've done on yourself. There's always new levels. And so that was one I hadn't really encountered before, and it was really cool. And one of the questions, because she has you ask the questions that you want to ask, and one of the questions that I asked was if there was anything that the masters, teachers, and loved ones believed that I needed to know, because I really wanted to leave an open door for what guidance they wanted me to know, right? Not just my questions, but like, what might I not be seeing that I should be seeing, or they feel I should be seeing. So they said this in much more beautiful words than I'm going to convey it, but the gist of it was that I should definitely give myself time to rest. And this may seem very simple, but it was very profound to me. They talked about that I had just given birth to a book baby and that rest is in order. And certainly, creating a book and putting it out in the world and launching a book is like having a baby experience in a different way, but like, it is. It's an experience where after you have the baby, like, you need rest, right? And so I just thought that that was beautiful. I really appreciated that. There were just some really cool moments that came through in the session. And so I just wanted to share my experience of it. And Ashley speaks about it beautifully in our time together in the conversation that we had, which I'm going to share with you in just a few minutes. So sometimes, all we need are these reminders of our soul's deepest wishes. And I was certainly grateful for the reminders that I got on that day. So Ashley says in part of the interview, she talks about, she has a lovely little daughter. And she says, as soon as I got pregnant with her, this was a really big shift in my life where I could no longer do what people expected of me or what I thought was cool or to try to fit in. In bringing her into the world, I really had to be myself and be my authentic self. So I really have her to thank for this whole journey that I've gone on. Otherwise, I don't think I would have gone down it, meaning I would have been living a life that was not in alignment with my divine purpose. And I am now, and I get to, and I'm so grateful for it. Ashley is a healer, a spiritual teacher, intuitive guide, and mother dedicated to empowering women to live their best life. She's the host of Manifest This, an internationally recognized and respected podcast, and passionate about vegan living, yoga, animals, and the outdoors. She resides in Winnipeg, Canada, with her husband Ben, daughter Ivy, and cats Bose and Fish. Together, they create and produce Manifest This and own Lot 49 Dairy Free Foods. On today's episode, Ashley shares what the Akashic Records are, why asking questions creates a healthy boundary, and what the takeaways can be from an Akashic Records reading. With no further ado, the beautiful Ashley Wood. Hey, Ashley, I'm happy to have you on the show today.
Hi, Shanna. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And we were talking before we got on that we haven't really talked about Akashic Records on the show or focused an entire show on it. And so you're the one, girl.
Hey, I'm so excited to be the one to talk about the Akashic Records. And it was my master's teachers and loved ones in my Akashic Records, and we can get into who they are. But they told me that my divine purpose in life is to talk about the Akashic Records and to share the Akashic Records. So I'm very honored and grateful to have you hold the space for me to do that today.
Wonderful. Before we really dive into that, just so people can get a feel for how amazing you are, can you share a little bit about how you came to build this brand and you have an amazing podcast and do the work that you're doing in the world?
Yeah, for sure. So, it all just kind of came to me when I started to follow my intuition. And when I say that, I mean literally surrendering and allowing the universe to flow me in a direction that would make sense for me. And it was during a really dark time in my life. So prior to this, I was doing food blogging. I was a vegan food blogger and I was working a full-time job and doing that on the side, but really hustling, like working really hard and trying really hard to make it happen. but it wasn't. And I remember seeing like vegan food bloggers that started around the same time as me. Their brands were really taking off and they were already getting book deals and they were like really doing it. And meanwhile, I felt as though I never found my place and I never really knew what I was doing, even though I was really passionate about vegan lifestyle and the health and the animals and making food. It all started to feel like a chore. And I noticed myself looking outwards all the time instead of looking inwards. And when I say that, I mean, I was looking at other people and trying to create the way that other people were creating rather than looking towards my own unique gifts. And I really got lost in it. And then when I was, well, in the very, very end of 2015, early 2016, I got pregnant. And when I told my employer that I got pregnant, I lost my job, essentially. Like, I was doing freelance social media marketing. And so I was on contract basis, and I was told that the contract wasn't going to be renewed after I returned from mat leave. So I didn't actually have anywhere to return to. So that to me felt like the worst thing that could happen. Like, I was going to have a baby, I didn't have a job, and it was really, really challenging. But at the same time, I also thought, I've always wanted to work for myself fully, like really, really give it a go. I never had a goal of getting a specific career or anything like that. Like, none of that ever made sense to me. I was always like kind of floundering, like going from job to job to job. And I never could find anywhere that fit. Like, that kind of structure didn't work for me. So I thought, okay, this is my opportunity to really work for myself. So meanwhile, throughout the time of my pregnancy, my connection to spirit and my connection to the universe was becoming stronger and stronger. And I should say that I grew up as a psychic child. My grandmother was my first spiritual teacher. She was into tarot and cards, like tarot cards and palm reading and crystals and all of that. So I grew up with that, and that was just totally normal to me. And because I had communicative dreams a lot, and I just had this connection to spirit. I remember when I was a kid, like just walking outside and feeling so close to something, whether it be God or the universe or something. But I remember just feeling this like really intense love from the wind and the sun, and feeling like there's more to life than just this. Like, I really felt a connection. And so while I was pregnant, everything was really intensifying and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I was communicating with my daughter's soul. She told me, I had a dream one night where I had given birth to her. This was 3 months into my pregnancy. And in my dream, I gave birth to this little girl with dark hair and intense eyes. And she looked up at me and started talking to me. And she told me that she had been waiting for our family since 2007, that she was 17 years old at the time, and she had been killed by a group of men. They attacked her, and she had been in this limbo place since then, and now she was so excited to join our family. So I woke up, and I knew right away that we were having a girl. And then I communicated with her a lot throughout my pregnancy. She chose her name. And so my gifts were getting stronger and stronger. And I have a theory, because I was carrying two souls at the time, but also my daughter, she's only two, but she's majorly psychic as well. So I think it might've been that too. But anyway, she was born, and of course she had the dark hair and the intense eyes, and everything was amazing, but I hit a really dark postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety for about 10 months until I finally was able to find someone that would treat me. It wasn't that I didn't want medication or treatment. It was that I saw so many practitioners, and everyone told me it was quote unquote normal to feel that terrible after you become a mother. And I knew it wasn't. So I finally got better, quote unquote, better, like started getting better around 10 months postpartum. But during that time, I was really practicing the law of attraction. I felt like all I had was my connection to myself, my connection to my intuition. And when you're in such a dark place, that is all you have. Like I had to connect to myself on such a deep level and just trust that every day things were going to get better and every day things were going to just improve. Like it was all I had to do. It was either that or give in. And if I gave in, I was going to run away and never come back to my family. So I had to believe. And throughout that, the universe was responding and sending me odd jobs, like freelance writing for a certain website or a photography gig, or I had an idea all of a sudden to like write certain ebooks or put on workshops, and money kept coming in every single month. Like it just kept happening. And I was like, wow, this is really working out. Like this just keeps, this is happening. And I had, because I knew I wasn't going to go back to a job, I had said to myself, like, I'm going to take care of her. That is my number one thing. I'm going to take care of her. And so the universe kept sending me in the right direction. And I really had to surrender and let go, because as I said, like it was all I had, like all my energy was going towards taking care of her and then also keeping myself together as best as possible. So I really did let go and flow. And then, after I started to really get better, I was receiving messages from spirit guides. I met my spirit guide. I met many spirit guides. I was receiving a lot of messages from deceased loved ones, family members, and my connection was just getting stronger and stronger. I was able to, like, I was experiencing major psychic moments where I would like predict things and they'd happen like 10 minutes later or an hour later, or I would like have a feeling of something and it was happening in that moment to someone else. Like it was getting really intense. And one of the things that I was hearing was start a podcast, start a podcast, start a podcast. So I did. And I was going to do the podcast about wellness and about like vegan food and whatnot. But then spirit directed me to do it about spirituality, which made perfect sense, because around that same time, I remember reading a quote by Abraham Hicks that I don't know how the exact quote went, but it was like, if you want a different outcome, you have to do things differently. And I thought, okay, well, that makes perfect sense. Like my outcome with food blogging hasn't been working the way I want it to. So I have to do things differently. So I went down the spiritual path and I came out of the spiritual closet, so we say, to all my followers and told them, like, this is what I have been experiencing since I was a child. This is not a part of me that's all of a sudden trendy. Like, this is who I am that I've just never told you about. And to my benefit, they really took it well and they supported me, and my podcast grew really, really quickly. And through my podcast, I met a woman who was actually the guest on my show this week, Morgan Yakis. And she said to me, like, we had a phone conversation in March and she was asking me about me. And I said, like, I want to be a reader one day. I have all these gifts that I don't exactly know what to do with them, but I want to use them to support people and help people. And she said, you need the records. And I said, well, what are the records? And she said, the Akashic records, you need the records. They'll change your life. So I learned about these records. I went out and bought a book that she recommended I buy. I went home and read it, not all of it, halfway through I read it. And then I opened my Akashic records a couple of weeks later, and instantly it was the craziest feeling. Like it was unconditional love through my veins. It was something I've never experienced before. And immediately I knew that my life trajectory had changed, like that I had found the missing piece to the puzzle. So fast forward a couple of months later, and I opened a practice, an Akashic record reading practice, on June the 1st. And we are talking in September. I have had every single week, every single appointment I have put out has been fully booked, like 7 to 8 appointments every week. And I've read for women and men around the world, like Australia, all over Europe, North America, United Arab Emirates. And it's been really amazing. My life has completely, completely changed. I can't even explain how much it's changed. And that's it. Like, that's my journey and how I found them.
So beautiful. How good does it feel to like find your thing, right?
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Oh, finally. Yeah, totally. I love your story because it's you know, it's really telling the story of like how sometimes we think like, gosh, we have to do it this way or it's supposed to be this, you know, and it just can feel like you're banging your head against the wall. You know what I mean? And like you said, just really being outside of yourself and then going through this process that you went through of really connecting back to who you've always been and bringing that forward. And then it's like the universe just opened the door and there you are.
Mm-hmm. I've always said that my daughter saved my life, even though my postpartum recovery was so challenging. And on the outside, no, like people who know me wouldn't know this unless I had shared it, because I was fitter than I've ever been. I was working out every single day. I was eating so healthy. I was like getting ready every day and doing a bunch of things all day because I thought that if I was the healthiest I could possibly be and busy and like doing stuff that I would feel better. So on the outside, people had no idea that I was going through this. But I say that my daughter saved my life because the first time that I had to really be myself was the moment I found out I was pregnant. And there was like, she was a very manifested planned pregnancy. And as soon as I got pregnant with her, I remember thinking to myself, I am so, like, I was terrified of what people were going to think of me, that they were going to think I'm not as much of a feminist as I said I was, or that I don't take my career seriously, or this or that. And it was the first moment that I had to really like be myself and be like, no, I'm really happy about this. And it was a lot to work through, but it was also a lesson at the time that this was a really big shift in my life where I could no longer just do what people, what I felt people expected of me or what I felt was cool or like trying to fit in or anything like that. Like in bringing her into the world, I really had to be myself and be my authentic self and like committed to that. And so I really have her to thank for this whole journey that I've gone on, because otherwise I don't think I would have ever gone down it, meaning I would have been living a life that is not in alignment with my divine purpose, which I'm so grateful that I am now.
You know, we have a very similar story because the same exact thing happened with my son, Jameson, who will be six soon. And he named himself as well. And from the second I felt myself get pregnant, it was like the wildest thing. Yeah. Like, and he just, and he sent us on these journeys. I got called to Sedona twice and people came to like feel his energy and be with him. And I was just like, what is going on? And I had always, you know, I was born with two spirit guides when I was a child and always had a connection that I, most of my life ran from to some degree, mm-hmm. but he just blew the door wide open and he changed our entire lives. Like his energy coming into our world, like our lives looked nothing like they did before he came, both my husband and myself. And just powerful, powerful, life-changing energy. And so it's incredible, you know, to hear your story. Like I'm sitting here going, yep, that was basically, you know, what happened. It was like, it almost, we joke, we're like, Jameson came in and was like, nah, I don't like any of this. Like, you're going to go over here. You're going to go over here. This is not right. Like,
exactly.
The whole thing. So I love that. So when you found the Akashic Records, first, let's just, for anybody that's not heard of the Akashic Records, which many people probably haven't, like, what is it?
So the Akashic Records are, and if you haven't heard about them, everyone listening, obviously it's totally okay. I hadn't heard about them until March. And I mean, I still try to explain them to my mom and my mom's like, I don't know what you do. And so the Akashic Records are a complete vibrational history of every thought, emotion, action, decision, everything that every soul has ever experienced from the time the soul was created until like in the soul is no longer human. So we all have an Akashic record that is attached to our soul, or that our soul is attached to. These are not actual books. They're non-physical, meaning they exist in another realm, a non-physical realm. And you access them through a meditation. And I use a prayer called the Pathway Prayer, which is Dr. Linda Howe found it through her own Akashic records. So I access it through the prayer. That being said, I, now having read them for a couple of months, I do believe that we all have access to the Akashic records at all times, that we don't have to go into meditation and like really focus on entering them. The Akashic records are essentially our intuition, because the Akashic records are governed by the light beings, the lords of the Akashic records, who are light beings. And then the masters, teachers, and loved ones are also there, and they guide us through our journeys. And they're also light beings in spirit as well. So my theory is when we feel our intuition, or we feel that very subtle nudge of a voice telling us where to go or what to do or what not to do or where not to go, we know that voice. We just often don't listen to it, but well, maybe some of us are very good at listening to it, but that voice is our masters, teachers, and loved ones. That is our soul level awareness of ourselves. That is our intuition. And so we all have access to our Akashic records at all times. We can all enter them at all times. But that's my take on it now that I've been a reader for a couple of months, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah. And so what is the experience for a person like, you know, if they do a session with you, let's say, like, and you take them through this prayer, like, what's the experience?
Sure. So my readings are very different than other Akashic Record readers, I think, just from what I've heard. And my readings are structured just the way that I intuitively feel they need to be structured. So they're entirely client-led, meaning that my clients come to me with prepared questions. And the reason for that is the Akashic records are an infinite source of information. They're like Google for our soul. You can learn anything about past lives, present, and future possibilities. So you can ask anything, you can learn anything about any life that you've had as a human. But that provides a huge amount of knowledge and wisdom that one can learn. And I have found personally for myself in psychic readings that when information is shared openly that maybe you're not exactly ready to hear, it may not make for the best experience for the client. So I ask my clients to come in with questions prepared on things they want to talk about and want to learn, so that it is as empowering and respectful and supportive and comforting for them as possible. So they'll come to me and I'll guide them through. We go through a 5-minute meditation. And the reason for that is when I'm entering the Akashic records of someone else, I am essentially entering their energy field. So sometimes people tell me they feel like a major tingling in their third eye. Sometimes people tell me that they feel overcome with emotion. And sometimes people don't feel anything at all. And of course, anything is fine. But we do the meditation. And then after that, I do the pathway prayer. And then I say the records are now open. And at that point, I mentally say hello to the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And just acknowledge them. And then I prompt the client for the first question, and they'll ask the first question, and I channel with my eyes closed. So we go through the whole reading, and then the timer goes off. then we go through anything. Oh, sorry, when the timer goes off, we learn everything, like we finish up, and then I do a special prayer that closes the records. So I exit their energy field, and then we can go over anything if they want to debrief. The reason why I love being an Akashic Record reader rather than having worked on my like psychic abilities and been a reader in that way, and I mean, everything is beautiful, this is just my personal preference, is that with the prayer, I enter the energy and then I exit the energy. So I don't really receive messages about other people anymore, unless it's very, 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 very important. But it's not like I'll be sitting like at a dinner table and be receiving messages from spirit about the people around the table. Like I'm able to enter that world and then I'm able to exit that world. And I really appreciate it because it just has a very healthy boundary for me and as well for other people.
Yes, that's wonderful. What do you find that people take away from the experience? Like, are they having, are they hearing things? Are they having visualizations? Are they experiencing like specific lifetimes? Or is it basically just getting their questions answered from whatever lifetime is reflected in the records?
So it's obviously different for every single person, but when you open the records, every single lifetime is on the table. So sometimes like they don't hear anything or see anything for the most part, but often they tell me that the answers that I give remind them of like, it almost feels like a dream or it's a major confirmation of something they've been thinking or feeling. Because I'm reading their soul. So even though they may not, like people come to me sometimes with big questions about a job or relationship or health reasons, or like I've read for people with cancer, like terminal illnesses, or some people who are going through major traumas, or women who want to get pregnant and can't. There's all kinds of things. And yet when we go through the reading, so often people say, oh, I knew that. Like I knew that, because we experience so many thoughts in a day or in a week, like hundreds of thousands of thoughts. And sometimes we only think a thought for like a second, but that's the thought that we really need to be focusing on. So the masters, teachers, and loved ones bring forward where our attention needs to be, where we need to be focused in order to be on our path, in order to be connected to our authentic self, in order to find healing, in order to find love for ourselves and for others. So they bring forward that information. Sometimes it will, the reasoning for why things are the way they are will be because of a past life, like maybe something has been carried over. But other times it'll be just, well, this, like, they'll just share a block that's happening or something to be released or to let go of. But they, for the most part, I haven't had anybody yet like completely see what I see or hear what I hear. They just say that they feel, often people tell me they feel like tingling all over or like buzzing in their body. Some people feel very warm, like they're being like covered with a really beautiful warm blanket. Some people just start crying through the whole reading and they don't know why. But the reason is because when I enter your records and we connect with the masters, teachers, and loved ones, we are at your root level consciousness. There's an energetic transmission that happens. And that's why I call my sessions healing sessions, because energetically you're being connected to your greatest guides and you're being connected to this soul level awareness of love and of acknowledgement and of really feeling like you're at home, like you're in a warm bathtub and you're just being embraced with love. And so that's very emotional for some people. But the way that I connect is I feel, I see, and I hear. But most often as I'm channeling, like the words are just coming out. I don't even have time to think about them. Like they're, my mouth is moving and everything's just coming out and it's going so fast, I don't have a moment to process it. Because the message isn't for me, and I often don't remember readings either because it's not my message. I'm a messenger. So I've not granted the permission to remember them. I remember some readings, of course, but very often I don't remember it afterwards. And I also see pictures in my readings. Like if the masters, teachers, and loved ones want me to really understand something, they'll show me a picture of it. And that will help me explain the message.
So neat. And what do you think, like, because obviously I'm sure you've, you know, had other work, done psychic readings yourself and all of these different modalities in your lifetime. What is the unique gift of the Akashic Records?
I believe that the unique gift is, like what I've already mentioned, is that there's a level of respect and privacy that I haven't felt or experienced in any other reading, because so often you come into readings and you sit down and say, tell me everything you hear. But with this, the way that I do my readings anyway, they're really structured and set up to support you where you are at in this moment. So even if you feel that you are completely lost and you don't know what to talk about, I will help guide you and we will figure out like how to best support you through the reading. I also feel that because we're connecting to the masters, teachers, and loved ones, not spirit guides, it is a higher level of ascension and a higher level of connection. Now, I'll explain who those guides are. So the Akashic Records are governed by the Lords of the Records. And I also have to be clear that these are the terms that Dr. Linda Howe has set out for these guides. There are other people who have written about the Akashic Records and call them all angels or call them just spirit. And in any case, they're energies, they're light beings. But I like the way that Dr. Linda Howe has given them all names, because it's like it from my head, from my mind, I'm able to organize them and explain it. So the Lords of the Records have never been human. They are highly ascended light beings and they are in charge of the records. So they decide who comes in and who goes out. They decide what information you're going to receive when you go in. So an example of when I first was learning how to read the Akashic Records, relearning, because I have learned that I've been a reader for centuries, but when I was relearning in this lifetime, I often went in with my ego thinking, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this right. I'm going to get so much information. It's going to be so great. And then I wasn't able to connect. And the Lords of the Records really do decide when you're going in with your heart and when you're going in for the purpose of service and when the ego is not in the way, that's when you can truly connect. And so they decide who gets to go in and what information they're going to learn. And then there's the masters, and the masters are also highly ascended masters. They've never been human. They're light beings. And the masters have been assigned to our soul when our soul was created in Akasha. And I like to think of, we are currently on the physical plane. And then above that, the next layer is the layer of spirit guides and our souls after they first cross over, like newly deceased people, like their souls when they first enter the second realm. That's the next space. And then above that is angels. And then above that is Akasha. So that's where our souls come from. It's highly ascended. So the masters are assigned to us from the time our soul is created. And the masters go with us through all of life, like all of our lives, through the entire journey of our spirit. And then we have the teachers, and the teachers may have been human, but maybe not. And they come in and out of our life, many different lives, like they can pop in and out based on whatever lesson or guide, whatever we're working through at the time. And then the loved ones have been human for sure. So pardon me, I almost have hiccups. The loved ones have been human. And they they can move in and out of our life as well, but they've most likely known us or known one of our family members. Like they have an actual physical connection to us. And after they passed away, they have decided to attach to us to help us through a certain lesson. So that's another way that the Akashic Record readings are different than a psychic reading or a tarot reading or anything like that, because we're actually connecting to guides that have been with your soul for centuries. And they're just specific to you. Like we're not tapping into energy of anyone else. We're not tapping into energy of your family. The reading is specifically designed for your soul. We don't ask questions about anybody else. We don't look into anyone else's energy. We just look into yours. So it is very unique in that way as well, that it is your guides, your masters, your soul is very specific to the client.
That is wonderful. So if somebody wanted to do a reading with you or find out more about your work, where would they find that information?
They would find that at www.ashleywood.life. That's my name, ASHLEYWOOD.life. You can book a reading with me there as well as see any other offerings that I have. You can also sign up for my newsletter there, and I release a newsletter once a month with any information about events that are coming up, or I do online seminars sometimes or webinars about the Akashic Records, like channeling, like all kinds of stuff like that. So definitely sign up for my newsletter. You can find me on Instagram at _AshleyWood. And then my podcast is called Manifest This. And you can see that website is manifestthisshow.com. Or find Manifest This on iTunes.
Awesome. So go subscribe to Ashley's show and follow her on Instagram. Get yourself a session. You know you want it. This is like such good stuff. I'm so excited. I just think it's really unique and I think it's really awesome. So thank you for going into such detail. That's amazing. And I think it gives an idea of how unique it is. And I love the part about, because I know from my own experience and from many of my friends' experience, it can be quite jarring to hear something that you don't want to hear, like in a psychic reading, or that you're not ready to hear. And so it does feel warm and loving and kind, there's a lot of self-guidedness to this process. So I can appreciate that. And I think that's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really appreciate it as well. And I mean, as I said, it all came intuitively to me. I have had experiences too, where I'm like, oh my gosh, why did you tell me that? Like in order for something like that to happen, something terrible has to happen. So when is the terrible coming? Like,
hey,
I didn't want to do readings in that way. I wanted it to be very supportive and very loving and very empowering for people.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. So I'm going to ask you 4 questions that are based on a proprietary process that I take people through called the Anatomy of Transformation.
Okay.
And the first is the pillar in the process is called truth. And I believe that, you know, truth has the power to heal our lives, that when we discover some deep truths within us, that it really creates a profound expansion and a shift in our lives. So what is something that is a deep truth that you've discovered along your journey?
A deep truth to me, and I touched on it in our chat, is to always be connected to my authentic self and to always honor myself and to know that who I am in this moment is exactly who I need to be, and that I have everything that I need in this moment to succeed, and that there really is no such thing as quote unquote cool or quote unquote like trendy. Sure, there are trends and whatnot, but following myself and my heart and my truth and who I am at my core and embracing that, no matter what that means, embracing who I am will always benefit me. And it also strengthens my connection to spirit. it makes me happier. It's saved me through my very dark process. And I believe that it makes me a better wife and a stronger mother and role model for my daughter.
Mm, so beautiful. And standing in that authenticity, and for you to step into that authenticity and to live from that, the second pillar is about releasing, because as we grow and as we expand, there's usually things that are contracting as well, or things that are leaving our life, or whether it's belief sets or limitations or even people sometimes or circumstances. What for you was released in the process of this?
Oh gosh, Shanna, so much. And it's funny because I've just been working through all of this because I'm releasing a course that we talked about that will already be out by the time this podcast airs. But a lot of it is about cleansing and the inner and outer cleansing that I went through in order to fully align with myself. And I released so much. I released the limiting beliefs that I had about myself from the time that I was young, like during childhood years. Anything that I took on from my parents or from surroundings, which I'm sure there are probably still more of them, but I released the ones that, like, women cannot be as successful as men. Women are sexual objects. Like, this is stuff that you see as a child growing up, and like, it's in the media, it's everywhere. Like, being able to take myself seriously as a woman, as a business owner, and knowing that I have so much to offer as a woman, and that my role in life is not just to support my husband or even have a husband at that. Like, I don't even think of him as like my male partner. I think of him as my best friend, the person I brought someone into the world with, and my best friend, like my soul partner. I had to release a lot of trauma that I went through. Just all the shadows, the things that have happened to us that we may be ashamed of. Basically anything in my life that caused me any shame at all, I had to release that. And by doing so, I shared it with people. Like, I'm a survivor of a sexual trauma, and I didn't tell anyone for years. And then one day I just put it on the internet when I was pregnant as well. Cause I was like, I'm going to be a mother. I can't be carrying stuff around with me. Like, this has to be out in the open. I need to be 110% comfortable with who I am as a person and every single thing that comes along with that. So it was releasing any shame, releasing any self-judgment, and then releasing people from my life who I didn't feel I was in alignment with anymore. I don't care about petty drama. I don't care about fitting in, or like that mentality of having to be cool or any of that. Like, I'm so past that. So I released a lot of people from my life. And then I also released coffee, alcohol, and a lot of unhealthy foods as well.
Oh, that's so great.
Just a lot.
Yeah. And, I have as well. Like, I mean, really everything that you described, pretty much I've released as well. And I think, you know, I think just hearing people share it, because we come up to certain doors with release where it's like, you know, it's scary. Like, the word release, yeah. I have, you know, a book I literally just released yesterday at the time we're recording this, goes through my process, and it's we get a little sticky around section two, which is release, because mm-hmm. it just feels big and it feels scary sometimes. And certainly it becomes like you more understand it as you go through it. And you continue to walk through it, and it's still never easy, but you get comfortable with the process of it. But I just thank you for sharing all of those things, because I think the more that we talk about it and the more that we do share these things, the more we empower other people to make the shifts that feel right to them and to live in alignment with their truth and who they really are. And it takes courage, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that. And the third pillar is experience. And after all that releasing, phew, there's a new experience of life on the other side of that. Like whether it's how you feel in your life, how you choose to live your life, the choices that make up your daily schedule. What is it for you that is the difference in your experience?
First, I have to say congratulations on your book. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, we had a big day yesterday. It hit number one on Amazon, which was very exciting.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's
so it was, I mean, my head was spinning all day yesterday. So it's so nice. You have such peaceful energy. I'm just like listening going, oh, this is like such a great way to spend my next day after such a whirlwind yesterday. So.
Oh, I'm so happy. I had a whirlwind yesterday too. We just got home from LA at like 2 a.m. and then, and yeah, but your day sounds really, really, really fun. And I hope you partied it up and celebrated everything. As for how I feel now and how I go through my day now, well, I mean, my whole life has changed through this process. I became a mother. And so, of course, my life is different than it was before because I'm now pouring myself into this human that I'm bringing up that has just as intense energy as your son. Like it, I mean, I don't know the experience of parenting a child that isn't like this. It's beautiful. And I feel so blessed and so honored to be her mom. But she requires a lot of one-on-one attention. She breastfeeds all the time and she's almost 2. Like she needs a lot of closeness. She's very, very engaging. So my day really is just, it's so hard to answer that question because I don't remember. I have to think so hard about what my life was like before becoming a mother. And I don't know if that's the case for all mothers, but I'm like, what did I even do? I wasted a lot of time.
Totally.
I sat around. I feel healthier now. I used to drink all the time. And it's not like I had a drinking problem or anything, but just the casual social drinks that are all the time everywhere. Like we would spend so much time just going to the pub and staying out late, and I just felt like my time was so much more, like it was just unproductive, and not unproductive in that I believe you need to be grinding it every single minute of every single day, but it was very distracted. Like I wasn't productive with my time. I felt like I was working so hard on food blogging, but I had so much time. I wasn't a parent, and yet I feel like I was just distracted all the time, and I'm so much more focused now. One, because I have to be, because I only have a couple of hours a day where I can actually get work done, where I am child-free. But two, because my mind is clear and my head is clear and I'm focused in on where I need to be focused, and I can easily see where my attention needs to be. And I think that answers your question.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely not sure how much of that is parenting and how much of it is not.
Well, the clarity, it's, I don't drink alcohol either. That just, and my experience of that is like, it just disappeared at a certain point. Like I don't know, like a resonance or something. It was just like, okay, I don't know. Like one day I was just like, I'm done. Like I'm just done with any of this. And so I don't, you know, it's just so much life changes the way you spend your time, both certainly when you have a child for sure. But also too, when you start to release old things and shift your energy. So, you know, mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, most of the time when I was younger, I was out there more, and now I really enjoy, you know what I mean? Being home, and I really enjoy like sacred space and quiet space, and, you know, so it just changes. And, the fourth pillar is about, it's called align. And I think that when we start raising our frequency and living from a different energy, there's rituals and practices certainly that keep us in alignment, and also just ways of being and choices we make in life that have us staying feeling like our best self and feeling like our highest self as much as we can. What are some of those for you that you say is like, these are my, you know, my practices or my things that keep me feeling in alignment?
They're very loose in that before Ivy came into my life, I would meditate every morning and I would like have all these practices and rituals, but life just doesn't look like that right now. So I, of course, meditate every time before I do a reading, but for myself personally, well, doing the readings is one thing, because the more I do Akashic Record readings, I always thank my clients for booking me, not just because they've given me business, but because every time I go into the records, my connection and ability to do it gets stronger and stronger. So when I get to go into the records, it just is it's a connection to why I'm living the way I'm living and why I am doing this work. Like, it's just a reminder.
Yeah.
So my practice alone is something that helps me stay in alignment. And because of that, like, there are certain rules of the Akashic Records where you can't drink alcohol 24 hours before going into the records. And I'm in the records 6 to 7 days a week. So like, that alone keeps me in alignment and keeps me healthy and keeps me clear. But then just doing yoga when I can to like feel my body and being outside, going for walks, taking time to relax. Like, as I said, like, I felt like I was working so hard before, but I really don't even know what I was doing with my time, but I now appreciate my downtime so much more. And I also feel like I'm working less. Like, my work is so much more focused that I have time to myself that I can read or to watch Netflix or whatever. Really, it's just being gentle with myself. And also, I just forgot, but I want to mention being in tune with not only myself, but what's happening around me, and noticing the like little tests that the universe sends to me, and being mindful and intentional of my actions, like speaking with intention, acting with intention, not just coming from a place of emotion, but doing my very best to remain neutral to something and to remain peaceful. So let's say I had a plan of something that I wanted to do, and then last minute it's canceled. Not like freaking out or being like, oh, this is what I wanted to do. Remaining completely neutral and also holding my own power and not like begging the other person to make it happen or make like figure it out. Just really remaining neutral and trusting things and holding my own power and my own place. And just trusting. And that's something that has been my practice for the year, like 2018. I've been really going through that. And I used to be such a reactionary person. Like, I reacted so much from emotion. And I could go from like 0 to 100 within a second. Like, I was very passionate about animal rights, and I still am. But I would read something online or something, and then I would just like get so upset. And I'm able to feel feelings now, but remain calm and take a neutral stance to things very often. Like, really remain in my own present.
That's beautiful. It's really, that's super mindful. And it's like, you know, sometimes too, when we're taking ourselves on those emotional swings, it's like this, think of the energy, you know what I mean? Like, it takes, it's like all over, you know what I mean? Like, I'm up here, I'm down here. Like, so it's like beautiful in the conservation of just like neutrality and understanding, you know, your energy. So cool. I think that's amazing. So I could go on talking to you forever, but I know we don't get to do that today. But thank you so much for being here and for sharing really deeply with all of us about the Akashic Records and about your life journey. I think sometimes we get as much from just hearing someone else's life journey as anything. And so I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity, Shanna. I'm so, so excited to be on your show and for shit, like, just giving me the time and space to talk about something that I'm really passionate about. So thank you for that.
let's talk about taking some serious action. If you're new to the Take Action section, we take a new action each week to move closer to our intentions. Our Take Action item this week is to listen within and see if you're called to schedule an Akashic Records reading with Ashley. Listen within, see what comes, always trust that beautiful inner voice of yours. And I will be back next week with more positive vibes and powerful awakenings. Sending you love and wishing you a great week ahead.